Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, and it's your girl queen's favorite day of the week. Yes, hunty, it is finally Friday, and I'm back to bring you guys another episode of Fancy Plans and Things. Okay. I am feeling really, really good today, you guys. I am super excited that it is Friday, okay? Y'all know your girl queen loves her a good Friday, okay? But before we jump into all the goodies and all the details today of today's episode, let me just say, if you are just now tuning in to Fancy Plans and Things Radio, hi, I'm your host, Queen. Welcome to the Royal Gang family. Welcome to the show, okay? Fancy Plans and Things Radio welcomes you with open arms. And if you are an oldie but a goodie, you're always showing up every Friday. Hey, boo, okay? Look, I am so grateful for you babes out there showing up every week, showing me love, supporting me. You guys are just absolutely freaking amazing. Woo, I am so grateful for you babes. Okay, so let's just get into it. This week's episode, I'm pretty sure, is going to be a little, you know, hodgepodgey. You know, that's kind of how life is going right now, okay? Life has been a little rough for your girl, okay? But we're going to talk about it all, and one of the things that I definitely wanted to talk about is that life has been crazy the last 2 weeks, you guys. Oh my God. First of all, I'm transitioning back to this every other week episode type of thing with you guys. And that's weird on it, you know, in itself, because I have been doing a show every week for so long now that I'm pretty much used to it. And so when I don't do a show that week, I feel guilty. So I felt guilty all last week that you guys didn't get a show. I did go live for the Patreon crew. So if you want to sign up for Patreon, the link is right in the bio of this podcast. You guys can go sign up. There's a little something for everybody over there. But I am trying to work on making sure that I'm doing monthly good lives to chat with you guys and just give you guys a little bit more exclusive content. So I will say that while I'm excited about taking the little bit of a break from you guys, I'm still kind of like giving you guys content, but just somewhere else. So I am trying to put more content over on Patreon and give you guys a little bit more of exclusive behind the scenes sneak peeks and different things like that. And yeah, I even decided to come up with a calendar because it has been crazy. So yeah, because things are changing, I'm definitely trying to give you babes more content over on Patreon. So if you want to sign up over there, you can. I'm really trying to just like have a little bit more fun over there and post a little bit more content there for you guys. I am so grateful for my Patreon crew. You guys are absolutely the freaking best. And the love and support that I get over there, you guys are just, I love you guys, okay? So yeah, I just wanted to shout you guys out, let you guys know that, you know, there's a lot of changes coming, especially things that are going to be happening, you know, with the podcast, things are going to be happening with the Patreon. But again, like I said, I felt so guilty for not like getting an episode up last week. And then I've missed a couple of weeks here and there for this year. But one of my main goals this year, I did definitely say this. I did say that I was going to make sure that I took care of myself more this year and that I wasn't going to push things. And then I just wasn't going to feel bad if I didn't create something or do something, because I felt like now is like literally me season. I'm going to put myself first and working on this journey of like, you know, authenticity. And we're going to talk about this today. It has just kind of made me realize like where I need to be, things that I need to be doing, where my focus needs to be. And I'm learning a lot of things, not just about like life, but I'm learning a lot of things about myself. And it's almost like self-discovery, like rediscovering myself all over again and figuring things out and thought behind my actions and the things that I want to do and the things that I want to accomplish. And so while it has been crazy out here and I've been like kind of all over the place, I am so grateful and so appreciative of you babes just standing beside me, supporting me, loving me, showing up every week for the podcast. You guys are absolutely freaking amazing. And I know that going to every other week is going to be beneficial in the end. It's just that I have a lot of things going on and I just, you know, I do feel guilty. I'm beating myself up saying like, why can't I do this every week? But there's so many other things that I'm like literally working on behind the scenes and that I'm trying to get done. And to just see your dreams and goals, you know, come to fruition and just see the things that you have really wanted, they're almost like in reach and you are working on yourself and bettering yourself every day so that you can welcome those things that you're manifesting and asking God for and all those things. you know, it's just, it's frustrating because I think we are our own worst critics, honestly. I had to battle like perfectionists for a few years, and I had in my head that if it didn't look perfect or it didn't look a certain way, that I couldn't put this content up or I couldn't post this. And I'm learning to tell myself to stop overanalyzing it, because the things that you see wrong with it, other people don't see. And we will never, ever be perfect. And I think that I really have been truly working on reminding myself that I'm not perfect. I'm a human being. I make mistakes. But what I can do is do get up every day to strive to be a better person than I was the day before. And I can get up every day and push forward to be the best version of myself that I can be. And so that is something that, you know, I have just kept reminding myself. Also, I just wanted to say to you, babes, thank you guys so much for all the kind messages. I did get a few messages messaging me about the whole thing with the colonoscopy. Look, you guys, I'm so happy and excited because everything went really, really well. The issue is very minor that I think can be fixed. I do go back to the doctor in 2 weeks, but look, there's no cancer. There's no pre-cancer. They didn't find any of that stuff. So the other issues can be fixed. And I am just out here feeling blessed. I'm like, yes, once again, God has just wrapped his child up in his favor and love. And I'm just out here just feeling blessed. Okay. Feeling blessed, hunty. Yes, hunty. Okay. So that was really good. I'm so grateful to you babes who just kind of reached out. It is very nerve wracking because, again, like I said, nobody wants to be faced with like feeling like they may have cancer, the uncertainty, the unknown. We're already living in like these weird ass times. Okay. From just living with Rona for the last 2 years, from that to like, now there's a war, and we are literally living in the unknown. And also, can we just say, take a shot every time Queen says literally? Seriously. But yeah, I have just been feeling really, really good. The procedure went really well. I did have it last Friday. And shout out to my honey. He has just been absolutely amazing through the process. Y'all, I had already told him, because you know, you have to go 24 hours without eating and you're like on a clear liquid diet. And honey, I was hungry. Okay. I was ready to eat. Okay. Y'all see Queen. Queen is not this chunky. Well, I am chunky kind of just because, you know, the PCOS, but Queen also like to eat, okay? And food is my thing. And I'm definitely a foodie. And honey, I had already picked out my meal for the next day. I said, look, right after this colonoscopy, I need you to take me to Blaze Pizza because I need the half meat lovers with a big Caesar salad, okay? That's what I need. Baby, when I tell you that Caesar salad was so good, the pizza was good too, but honey, that salad was it was hitting, okay? I was so glad to eat that food because, honey, after 24 hours of not being able to eat on a clear liquid diet and taking medicine to make you go, honey, no, I was over it. I know y'all like Queen TMI, but look, this is just the truth. I'm giving y'all the raw truth, okay? We're no longer hiding behind things or like tiptoeing around things, you know what I mean? So yeah, the colonoscopy went well. I'm really grateful for that. You know, just as a person who has lived with invisible illnesses and things that have just been crazy the last couple years, it just seems like every year I'm kind of faced with one of these moments of like, oh my God, you may have cervical cancer. Oh my God, you may have this, you may have that. And it's just crazy. It has just been really, really crazy. And living with PCOS is just not easy. People don't understand. Sometimes you withdraw, or you get depression, or you just feel sad, and you can't really explain it why you do these things, and you feel really bad. And then on top of all that, you know, I'm being a diabetic and I have a thyroid condition, and just being a Black woman in general and having to advocate for your health. I don't know how many times that I have called my friend Katie, and me and Katie have had a chat, and I've been like, Katie, this is what's happening. And Katie's like, well, this is what you need to say, and this is what you need to ask for. And thank God I have friends who understand these things and are able to just help me be able to advocate for myself, because the amount of times that Black women are misdiagnosed or Black women are looked over, or we are just, there's, oh, you can't be in that much pain. it is crazy. So I am very all about advocating for your health, learning how to speak up for yourself. I don't know why, but doctor visits make me super, super nervous. And I remember a couple months ago, I went to the doctor and I literally just made like a chart. I took my whole wellness planner with me. I made out like a cute little design, little chart I put in my planner, and I wrote out all the questions that I wanted to ask. I wanted to talk about medications and stuff like that. And it made me feel so much better because then I felt like everything that I had in my brain that when you get to the doctor's office, that literally goes out the window when they start talking to you, I was able to have right here and be informed and tell the doctor what I'm feeling and go, no, this is what I need. And though some concerns still weren't listened to, it just made me realize like, okay, I got to push a little bit harder next time I go to the doctor to definitely advocate for my health. So I am big on that, women. Go out there and advocate for your health, especially if you are a woman of color. Make sure that these doctors are out here listening to you speak up, and don't be afraid, and don't be afraid to switch doctors, and don't be afraid to say, you know what, this ain't working for me. I posted a reel earlier this week, and it was about, actually, I don't even think it was this week. I think it might have been last week, but either way, it was about me being comfortable with hearing the words like, this isn't going to work for me, saying no, me realizing that I'm elevating higher, and that though things may happen that may be out of my control, or something that just is a big misunderstanding, that if people want to walk away, or people want to get upset by the things that you're doing to advocate for yourself, or to stand up for yourself, or to protect you in general, then so be it. Because at the end of the day, you and your mental health is the most important thing. And look, mental health is definitely real, you guys. It is real. I used to think like, okay, mental health wasn't that important. Who are you going to tell your problems to? And growing up Pentecostal, you do kind of get like, well, I just need to go to church. But look, while I know that God can, I also know that he also made therapists for a reason. He also made journals and notebooks and friends, the people that you could talk to for a reason. So, you know, make sure you're taking care of you. And this is why I talk about Self-Care Sunday a lot, because it really just does mean that I'm just kind of recharging. I like to journal throughout the week. And I have really gotten back into journaling, and I have been either decorative, you know, like decorative journaling, or I've even been just putting the pen to the paper. And sometimes it just feels so good to just put the pen to the paper. I talked to you guys about this a couple weeks ago, of like how I made a rage page, and how like I just wrote out things that were really getting on my nerves and just scribbled all over the paper, and like made it all, you know, made it just kind of fun. But it was nice to just kind of get out the things that were getting on my nerves. And one thing I love about journaling is literally like your secret keeper. Your journal ain't gonna tell nobody. Your journal ain't gonna spill no tea on you, hunty. And you can tell your journal any and everything. And one of the things that I have tried to do this year with journaling, once I've jumped back into it, was to remind myself to journal authentically. I think sometimes with that, we get into our journals and we're writing because we think, oh, this is gonna be a fun, cutesy memory for somebody, for us to remember, or it's gonna be funny, or, you know, I can look back on this fun memory. But while those things are important, getting to the core of our issues and things that are bothering us and things that are wrong with us, we should always make sure that we are journaling authentically. And it's just something that has just been a tool for me these past couple of weeks, because with everything going on, my mental health was slowly like tanking, because I was making these changes to the things that I was wanting to do. I was tweaking, you know, the things that I wanted to do to get to the next goal of what I really needed. So I had to tweak another area of my life. And so I was feeling guilty about not being able to do all the things. And then also combined with just dealing with the colonoscopy stuff and just, you know, life in general was just taking. But let me just say, the beginning of March started out pretty rough for me. It started out pretty rough. And honestly, it was like more towards the end of February, going into the end of March, it just started out pretty rough. And I just was kind of like, oh my God, what the heck is happening out here? At one point, I just thought, did I jump into an alternate universe? Like, did I fall into a wormhole? Like, what happened? Because it was just literally one thing after another. And, you know, my friend Cass was like, girl, something good has got to be at the end of this, because literally all the things that are happening is ridiculous. Like, so something amazing has got to be happening. And let me just say this, I can't spill all the details, but some of the things that I really wanted for this year are just starting to come to fruition, and just out of nowhere, where I just didn't even think that like some of these things were possible. Like, I just was like, okay, maybe this is just a pipe dream. I don't know if this will happen for me. I'm not big enough. I don't have enough numbers. And while we know, like, a lot of times we talk about this all the time, that like, it doesn't matter what your numbers are. It doesn't matter what your following count is. And I've always kind of been like, once I got out of the mindset that my followers have to be this number, I have hit every goal that I've wanted to hit. And it's because I stopped worrying about the number, because honestly, for me, it is not about the number. It's not about the quantity. It's definitely about the quality. And the genuine connections that I'm making with the people who are following me and the community that I'm making. And you know, this is another thing I really want to talk to you guys about. Like, I have realized that, like, while I enjoy the planner community, I enjoy sharing my planner, I enjoy doing all these funny reels and different things like that that have to do with planning, I really want to look forward to making my own community build of things that are not just the planner community, that are built of bits and pieces of who I truly am. And I have come to find that on this journey of authenticity. And so, you know, before we get into all that, let me just go back and say, you know, with all the changes and things that are happening, I just still couldn't believe that these things that I thought that were kind of far off to obtain are starting to happen. I'm really excited about some of these things, and I really can't wait for you guys to know. But know your girl is out here working hard behind the scenes to really out here live her dream and do it authentically and being herself. And so there are a lot of good things I can't wait to share with you guys, but you guys will start seeing these things in the next couple of weeks. And I'm just mind blown and like freaking baffled, befuddled, you know, all the words, hunty. I'm just out here just like, girl, what is happening? But I'm also just in the inside, I'm just like, yes, like I'm shrieking with happiness because I'm so proud of like the things that I am accomplishing and how like my dreams and my goals are just coming true right in front of me. And just me, you know, like I said, it's just part of this journey of living authentically. And today, that's the main topic of living authentically. And you guys know that my word for the year was authenticity. And, you know, I thought, and I said this before, you know, this is kind of like a check-in, you know, because I told you guys that I was going to be checking in throughout the months and throughout the year with this journey. And so the word authentic and just choosing the word authenticity has really changed me in so many ways and have opened my eyes in so many ways that is crazy. Because what I thought I originally wanted with authenticity was to just be more myself, like more myself online, if that makes any sense. And I think it's just because we're worried about that online persona per se, right? So I thought, okay, authentic, great. That's my word of the year. And I'm going to just strive to be authentic. And, you know, boom, that's it, right? I just flipped the lights on, right? That's not it, y'all. That's not it. Because in living, being authentically, it has changed me in so many ways. It has challenged me to actually live authentically, not just on my online persona, but in my real life. And I thought that I was already doing that, if that makes any sense, but I wasn't living authentically anywhere in any aspect of my life. While some things are really true that, like, you know, I was living authentic here, I was living authentic there. There were just like bits and pieces of it, right? But I wasn't truly living 100% authentically because I still felt like I have to be what society says. I have to conform. I have to be what they think that I should look like and what they think I should do. And I think one of the hardest things for me is a lot of times we don't talk about the things that are really against us, like how I'm a woman, that's against me, but then I'm a Black woman and that's against me. And then I'm a Black alternative woman. Like when I say alternative, I mean, I'm a little bit different. I'm not like most women. And when I say that, I mean, like I'm out here wearing like purple hair and chokers and Black leather boots and like I'm doing something completely different. And I know a lot of people look at me like, what the heck is going on? Like, I've never seen a girl like that. And while people love that, they also are kind of like, oh my God, she's weird. And I think living authentically, I had to face that I am different. And the last thing that people want to be is different, because we are born to feel like we want a place to belong. We want to feel like we are included in something. And it has been very hard for me since I was a little girl. I've always just known that I was different. I've always just known that I don't fit in very well. I've always just known I'm just a little bit weird. And while I'm still telling myself that I'm just going to let my freak flag fly, I'm saying this out loud in order for me to believe it. It's like an affirmation. Just let your freak flag fly. Just be yourself. Like, if you're weird, if you're different, that is completely fine. It's okay. God did not make me to fit in. And that's something that I'm starting to have to wrap my head around. I've had multiple friends tell me this in the last couple of weeks. I've had my mom tell me this. I've had my hubs tell me this. And then I just got peer confirmation earlier this week that I am different. I am literally just different, and I need to embrace that. And it's okay to be different. It is okay to not fit in. It is okay not to be just like everyone else. And it is hard to accept that because we are born to feel like we want to fit in. We are born to feel like we have a sense of belonging with other people. And for me, that doesn't always happen. I do always kind of feel like I'm the odd man out, or I'm just different, or sometimes I feel like I have to dumb myself down to make other people feel better. And you know what? I am going to stop doing that. I'm no longer going to be living in the shadows of what other people think that I should be, or what I should look like, or what I should do, and how I should talk. Look, I'm sassy, and I'm happy with that. I'm sassy, I'm funny, I'm silly, and most of all, I'm compassionate, and I have a big heart. And no matter how many times people do me wrong, throw me under the bus, shade me, act crazy, whatever, I will always be the one that's like, oh, okay, well, let me forgive her. Let me love her. But one of the things that I have learned this year is setting boundaries. And I have not even learned just this year, but it was all about that journey that I took last year with my girl Katie of self-love and just self, you know, self-care and taking care of myself. It was where I started to find self-love, and it was where I started to realize that it's okay to set boundaries. And you can set boundaries not just with your family, but you can set boundaries with your friends. You can set boundaries with your husband or your spouse or your partner or whatever is going on. You can set those boundaries and say, these are the things that you cannot cross, these are the things that you cannot do. And stand firm on that. And if somebody crosses those boundaries, and I have been very quick, like if you cross a boundary with me or you do something that I just feel like it's just, you can't come back from, I have just learned to say, you know what? Okay, cool. We can be cool from afar, but there's no coming back from that. And that is one of the reasons why y'all heard me say, like, I have them spiritual funerals. I have those spiritual funerals for a reason, because I'm learning how to protect myself. I'm learning how to heal from my trauma. I'm learning how to heal my inner child, all the things that I need to heal from. I'm working on that. And I can't do that if I don't set the boundaries and I don't stand firm on those boundaries. And like I said, this word has just truly changed me and challenged me in so many ways that I just never would have thought. I have learned that, like, okay, while Queen is an online persona, Queen is still the same person that she is online. She's still the same person offline. I don't just do the weird, funky hair colors for attention. I don't just, you know, I go outside looking like this. You know, this is my thing. And I'm going to kind of accept that and step into that and step into what I want to do, because for so long I felt like I was people pleasing, like I was doing what other people wanted me to do. I was looking the way other people wanted me to look. I was dressing the way other people thought I should dress. But why are we doing these things? Why are we doing these things to be just like everybody else? It's okay to be different. And I think that's what is happening with me, is that I'm realizing that, okay, I'm different. It's okay to be different. And while sometimes it just really sucks, because sometimes it just feels like you're traveling this road alone, you are never alone. There are other people out there just like you, and you just have to find your tribe. You just have to find the people who are pouring into you as much as you're pouring into them. And I talk about that a lot. And I have been very blessed to find people around me that are in my circle that who truly, truly understand me, who truly get me, who we are friendships. And though things may not always, we see things eye to eye, we're able to talk about those things and move forward and just have a, you know, have a really nice open relationship. And that's one of the things that I have been really working on through this journey of authenticity. And it's just made me more self-aware. I'm freeing myself to accept myself, if that makes any sense. Meaning that I'm freeing myself of whatever the society puts on me to say, whatever they think are the norms, I am free to do whatever I want. I'm free to wear all the piercings that I want, get all the tattoos that I want, wear my hair wherever I want, whatever clothes that I want. I'm free to be myself. I'm free to live authentically, and I'm free to not have to worry about anybody judging me or saying anything, you know, hurtful or shaming me for being who I am. It is okay for us to step into our potential of being exactly who we are. And the moment that I unlock that, and the moment that I start realizing that, the more I'm just being myself, the more that I'm just being authentic, the more that things are just starting to open up, more doors are opening for me. More people are just like, oh my God, I love your vibe. I love your spirit. I love what you're bringing. And here's what I want to do with you. And here's, let's collab on this and let's do this. And I'm really, really just grateful. Yeah, I told my girl Katie, I said, you know, I'm 36 and I feel like I am just now figuring things out and I feel like I should be further along. But Katie made a great point, and she pointed out things that, like, you know, you may be 36 and you're still just figuring things out, but look how many other people, like Sylvester Stallone and Tiffany Haddish, she was pointing out these different people that were like, look how far along they were in their careers or wherever they were before they truly figured it out, before they got the offering to be like, hey, this is what we want you to do. And this is when your life is going to start taking off. And so If you feel like you're in your 30s, your late 30s, early 40s, and you ain't figured it out yet, girl, you are not alone. I am still out here figuring it out. But one of the things that I definitely figured out is that living authentically, living for you, is going to set you free. It's going to open doors in ways that you never thought was possible. And it's absolutely mind-blowing. I wish I would have just stepped into this so much sooner. Learning how to believe in myself, that's something that I had really struggled with. I was afraid to put myself out there because I was like, I can't do that. You know, I would see somebody do something and I'd be like, I can't do what she does. I can't do it that way. And while that is true, you can't do what somebody else does. You can't copy somebody else's formula. But what you can do is bring what you have. Bring what you have to the table and lay it out on the table and do it in the best form and version of yourself, and people will come. I always thought that I had to be this, especially in the beauty community, and I've talked about this a lot with like how you know, coming to the planner community and how things have changed, that I had to be like everybody else and I had to conform in this way, and that was going to get me the success, right? But no, tapping into your true authentic self, tapping into who you are as a person, your creative side, and really just freeing yourself to see yourself as who you are and looking in the mirror and saying, I like me, I love me, and don't give a damn what anybody else thinks or say, because you have firmly set down a boundary where you say, I come first, I choose me first, I respect myself, I'm freeing myself to love myself the way that I need to be loved, and setting that boundary that if you can't love me this way, then I can't be here with you. You know, setting those things up, because when I tell you that I am freeing myself of all the things that I thought people should think I should be, or what ways people thought I should act and how I should be, when you free yourself, the possibilities are absolutely limitless. Like, you just see the world in such a different way. And I think one of the things for me has been learning how to unplug. While I do get online and I post and I share my content, I am starting to take that time to unplug. As my girl would say, touch some grass out here, you know? So I'm out here touching this grass and out here unplugging because I'm out here trying to better myself. And one of the best ways to do that is to spend time with yourself. Take time to unplug, take time to journal, take time to figure out who you are, what you like. And one of the best things that you could ever do for yourself is, sometimes when I tell you about self-care, self-care isn't just always things that are at home. Self-care could be you take yourself out on a date. Self-care could be you could go have lunch alone. You could just go out for a drive, but go do something that is just for you. Take time to really sit and meditate and focus on who you are and the things that you want and the things that you want to accomplish, because living authentically is so many things other than just being, oh, I'm going to be more real. Oh, I'm going to just post the content that I really love and I'm going to have fun. It's more than that. And I just thought, like, that's what it was. Like, I thought, oh, I'm going to flip a switch. I'm going to be authentic and just post the content. But when I started posting content that I truly love, that started truly being myself and started tapping into the things that I really love with fashion and hair and I love Disney and all these different things that I started putting into my content and truly living those things, not just for my content, but living those things on the outside, living those things in my everyday life, has been a game changer. The word authenticity literally has challenged me in ways that I never thought I would be challenged. It has made me realize I'm not the same girl anymore. I'm not the same woman. Like, I'm growing and I'm changing, and that it's okay. And that I am one of those people that I absolutely hate change. But if you don't accept change, if you don't invite change in, how can you grow? How can you reach the next level of what you're looking for if you don't accept the change and you don't allow change to come in? It's almost like that first episode that I did, my very first episode, said, take the leap of faith. If I don't take that leap of faith, if I don't allow change in, how can I expect to get what I'm looking for? How can I move to the next level? And something that also has just been brought to my, you know, attention with this, you guys, is that sometimes we have a habit of, we get somewhere and we get comfortable, and then everything falls apart and you're like, what's happening? I was happy here. It's falling apart because you're not meant to be there. It's falling apart because God needs to move you. The universe or whatever you believe in needs to move you, right? In order for you to go to your next level. Sometimes we get attached to things. We get attached to people. And sometimes God has to move those people out of your way so you can get where you're going. And you're always like, why doesn't it work out? Why doesn't it work out? Why doesn't it work out for me? What's happening? Why am I so different? You wasn't made to fit in, boo. You was not made to fit in. And where you're going, you can't always take everybody with you. And where you're going, God has to move some things out of your way. People got to fall to the side. Friends, family, they got to move out to the side so you can get where you're going. Sometimes you got to be taken down all the way to like the lowest level. If your feelings are real hurt, you're feeling real sad. And then all of a sudden, things just turn around. Because some things have to be stripped from you for in order for you to be able to move to the next level of where you're going. And I just want to come and tell you guys, if anybody's out here feeling different, feeling weird, feeling awkward, not sure how they fit in, where they fit in, you're not made to fit in, boo. You're not made to fit in. You're different. And that's what makes you so amazing by you being different. If we were, imagine the world where we were all the same. Imagine a world where we were all doing the same thing, wearing the same thing, looking all the same, child, bland and boring. Okay. If you boring, just say that. Okay. I am learning how to enjoy being different. I am learning how to free myself to be myself. And this journey of authenticity has just been absolutely freaking amazing. And one of the other things I just kind of want to mention, because I did mention this earlier, you guys, was that let's stop dumbing ourselves down to make other people comfortable. I have just kind of learned that you cannot save anyone but yourself. This is all about self-care and being aware and taking care of you as a person and realizing that you just can't save anyone but yourself. And that you are an important person. And it is not your responsibility for other people's happiness. You have to remember that you are responsible for your happiness and your happiness alone. And other people have to do the work in order to be happy, to find their happiness, just like you have to do the work for yourself. We cannot do that for other people. They have to do those things themselves. Reminding yourself that, like I said, when I started journaling and being authentic, I made sure that I'm taking accountability. Take accountability. Call yourself out. Put yourself on the forefront. Take the time to say, okay, this is what I did. Well, this time I need to do this differently. And this is what I need to do moving forward. And this is what I did wrong, but I'm going to do this to move forward. I have learned so many times that some stuff would happen and I would just like blow up and I would get crazy and I would get upset. And then later I'm back challenged with the same thing because I'm blowing up. I'm getting crazy. I'm getting upset and I'm acting a fool. And you know what? It's not worth it because you're going to keep getting tested over and over and over again. This keeps being in your face over and over and over again. And you keep failing the test. Okay. The universe is out here trying to teach you something. You out here trying to manifest something, but you keep failing this test over and over again. You have to take accountability and you have to realize like, okay, these were my actions. This is what happened. The next time, this is what I'm going to do and move forward. So again, accountability, making sure that other people, you most importantly are responsible for your own happiness, but making sure that other people are responsible for their happiness, making sure that you are freeing yourself to be yourself. And also we're no longer dumbing ourselves down, changing ourselves, hiding pieces of ourselves away to make other people feel comfortable, to make other people feel like they're superior or to you or any of those things. We're no longer dumbing ourselves down. We're going to go out here. We're going to shine. We're going to love each other. We're going to show each other kindness. We're going to live authentically and be ourselves and don't have to worry about any judgment for anybody else. And even if somebody does judge you, even if somebody does come at you, even if somebody does try to throw you a little palm tree, okay, a little shady shade, honey, just keep on working. Just keep on pushing. Keep on moving forward because let me tell you, the reward, they are coming. Anything that you're manifesting, anything that you're asking for, anything that you want, anything, your goals, your dreams, keep pushing towards those things and keep pushing towards them being 100% authentically you. Okay. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode today. I had so much fun talking about being authentic and the things that are opening my eyes and things that I've just been noticing, you guys. It is so freaking crazy. And this journey of authenticity has just really, truly just shown me things that I just never thought I would see. It has just really opened a lot of doors for me. And I'm really proud of this word. You know, a lot of times, you know, I didn't talk about my words in the previous years too much, but I have learned that, you know, with being authentic, I knew that some changes was going to come. And I honestly thought that this journey was going to be easy. I thought it was just literally going to be a light switch, but it wasn't. It wasn't a light switch. I'm having to put in work. And that's okay that I'm having to put in work, but I'm really excited about the changes that are coming. I'm really excited about the growth and things that I'm seeing coming to fruition, and I can't wait to share everything with you guys, and I'm really, really excited about it. Oh yeah, you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Like I said, I just really wanted to talk about those things and just talk about the journey that I've been going on and things that have been happening in my life, and I'm really excited and I'm super happy. I hope you guys can hear that, and I hope you guys are doing well out here this Friday, okay? I also wanted to ask if any babes are going to the SGS Planner Conference. As you guys know, that is going to be in Orlando, Florida. If you don't know about it, go look on Instagram, SGS Planner Conference, and you guys can see all the tea and the details. I'm really excited because, of course, I didn't get to go to Go Wild, and I was so sad because I wanted to see all the things of Go Wild. But this planner conference is literally like an hour away from me, so I can definitely get there. It is in November, so it's this fall, and I'm really excited about it. Like, I think I'm going to go. The ticket price is only $220, which isn't really bad. And so I just thought, like, okay, you're going to get some swag. You're going to get to hang out with some planner girls. Like, yes, what could be more better than that? So, yeah, I have been, like, wondering who's going. Like, let me know. Are you going? Are you thinking about going? Are you going to buy a ticket? And have you ever been? Because I have never really been to a planner conference. I've been to, like, planner meetups. So, like, even looking at videos and people having fun at Go Wild, I was like, okay, this looks like so much fun, but it is a lot. Because I thought planner meetups were a lot, you know, like, overwhelming with you, like, talking to people and, like, sharing your planner. And, you know, it's really fun, but it's still overwhelming because there's other people that you don't, like, normally talk to. You know, most of the time we plan our planners and just share it online and call it a day. But when it's in person, it's completely different. So I just want to know, like, are you planning to go? Like, have you ever been to a conference? And yeah, if you guys have some tips and tricks of going to a conference, especially I've been watching a lot of, like, people talk about their Go Wild experience, and, like, some people do suffer from anxiety and they get really nervous. And I know that for me, like, when I get around a lot of people, I do get nervous. I do get a little bit of anxiety, and I'm just like, oh my God, like, there's so many people. and I am totally, like, you guys, it is so crazy because I am an introvert with extrovert tendencies. Like, I literally just like to be up in my house just chilling. And, you know, I'm extra. Y'all be seeing me online, be like, hey girl, oh girl, you know, just being extra and all them things, right? But in person, you know, I still want to be extra, but then at the same time in my head, I'd be like, oh child, I'm ready to go home. Like, I could be doing so much other things, like planning my planner, watching the Golden Girls, and chilling without all these people around me. so yeah, I am low-key antisocial, but I will blame that on me being an only child. Like, only children, we do not need a whole lot. We just be very content and happy with our own little stuff and be in our own little world. And I can't tell you the amount of times that when me and my hubby used to, like, get into it when we first got together, because he would be like, why am I here? What am I here for? You don't even need me. And I'd be like, I'm sorry, I can't help it. Like, I'm super antisocial. I could be by myself for hours on end and I just do not even care, you know? So I've been working on that, okay, to not be so antisocial. But yeah, I would love to, like, hear a lot more of, like, people's stories about how they have been to planner conferences and things, different places. I also know that you guys have, it's the Chicago Planner Conference. I've never been to that either. But, you know, like, yeah, I'm really interested to see, you know, what it's going to be like. And I just think this would just be such a great opportunity. It's literally in my backyard. So, like, why not freaking go, right? So I'm really excited about it. Tickets go on sale April 1st. So, yeah, let me see. Let me know if y'all getting y'all tickets, okay? But, yeah, if you want to see your girl queen, I'm definitely going to go. I definitely am going to go ahead and buy my ticket. I'm so excited about it. And I'm just like, yes, finally a planner conference that's in Florida. Hint, hint, Go Wild. I'm just saying, Disney World is right there, baby. Like, we could still go to Disney. So hint, hint, Go Wild. Like, just go ahead and book us for Florida, okay? So we can all just party together. Because, I mean, I want to see you babies that live way over there in California, okay? Don't y'all want to see me? Because I want to see y'all. Are you okay? You know? Let's do this, okay? Yeah, so with that being said, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I hope you guys have an amazing Friday. Have an amazing weekend. Remember that Sunday is self-care Sunday, hunty. Yes, honey, okay? And we can now do what? We can now pour from an empty cup. So take time to recharge and refill your cup, baby, so you can really pour into your week, okay? And with that being said, honey, until next time, stay fancy.